KBIA Newsroom in Columbia. I'm Zia Kelly. The FBI is investigating a fire at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Columbia as a possible hate crime. The agency said in a news release yesterday that it's offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction of anyone responsible for the fire early Sunday. The FBI said surveillance videos show a person wearing dark clothing entering the Planned Parenthood clinic at about 4:05 a.m. and then later walking out of the building. The clinic's sprinkler system extinguished the fire by the time the firefighters arrived. No one was inside the building at the time. A bill proposed by a Missouri state senator would close a number of lawmaker emails and other records from public access. Senator Ed Emery pitched the bill to a Senate committee yesterday. The Lamar Republicans' proposal comes after voters in November approved a constitutional amendment that made lawmaker records subject to the Sunshine Law. That law allows public access to government records. Emery's bill would close any lawmaker records related to a constituent. It would also block access to any records with information on proposed legislation or the legislative process. Emery says the bill would protect constituents' privacy. In Missouri, a person behind on child support can lose their driver's or professional licenses. Jason Rosenbaum reports a Democratic state lawmaker is trying to change what she feels is a counterproductive punishment.
State Representative Rachel Prouty introduced legislation this session that would bar a court from taking away most licenses from somebody who owes child support. That would include a driver's or occupational license. The Ferguson Democrat says this bill will make it easier for people to find and retain a job, which in turn will help children who are owed financial support.
It seems counterintuitive to take driver's licenses or professional licenses from individuals who are behind on child support and strip their means of making money to pay child support.
Prouty's legislation hasn't been assigned to a committee yet, but she added Governor Mike Parson has been publicly supportive of the idea. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A new study says Missouri could save up to $1 billion a year within the next 4 years if it overhauls the state's Medicaid health insurance program. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports a draft of the report does not recommend tightening eligibility rules for Medicaid. State lawmakers are separately considering a plan to require healthy Medicaid recipients to work. The report says the state could alter reimbursement rates for hospitals, doctors, and nursing homes. It also recommends that more people be moved to the home care services and say prescription drug costs could be better managed. The study began last year after former Governor Eric Greitens pushed to find a way to control Medicaid's escalating costs. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.